NBA Straya. It's NBA Straya. How you going? Welcome to NBA Straya for Monday, December 11th. Oh, yeah. You feeling it? It's almost Christmas, baby. This is NBA Straya, your daily NBA podcast stop for all things to do with the National Basketball Association with a huge dash of Straya. Courtesy of me, I'm James Clements, a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Durong Guys NBA podcast, and I'm here hanging out in New York City, currently safe in New York City, in Larry Armour Studios, hanging out, delivering some daily NBA Australia hotness, some good shit. Talking about NBA storylines, who's doing what, how they're doing it, where they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today. We're talking about what happened last night and the entire weekend in the NBA. Talk a bunch of smack about a bunch of other NBA junk. And we always cover off what all the Australian NBA players are up to. So today, we have our dickhead of the weekend. We welcome a new entrant to the Andrew Gaze Memorial Random Awesome Stat of the Week. And all the usual dumb segments like, that's not a knife, that's a knife. Look at me, the unpopular opinion of the day. And the award-winning Yeah Nah. And Dally, that's right, Matthew Dellavedova, if you can believe it, swinging by for a new Dally Reviews, because why wouldn't he? Plus, we'll wrap all the games from a massive NBA weekend and preview every NBA game for tonight, because that's what we do here. It's NBA Straya, episode 16, Monday, December 11th. Let's do it! All right, NBA Straya, we're cracking along. We start off, as we do every day, with the daily whip around. We catch up on all things NBA. We're going to do every game that happened on the weekend. What was news? Well, Kawhi didn't come back on Saturday. He's now aiming for Tuesday. And other than that, there wasn't a giant amount of like breaking news or anything like that. We already had our Jahlil Okafor, Sixers Nets trade, not much else, which is pretty nice. You don't want like giant injuries and shit ruining seasons. Joel Embiid went out with a bit of a back twinge. Hopefully he's doing okay. But otherwise, feel like we're in the clear. Just quietly. Let's do it. Let's wrap through every single goddamn game. Let's do it. Friday night, Bulls 119 at Hornets. Gross 111. That is just not good. Hornets had been very close to winning their previous two games, and they took that one out. What happens when you have Dwight Howard on your team, Charlotte? What happens when you have Dwight Howard? Fuck Dwight Howard. Warriors go into Detroit and win 102-98. Holy moly. The coward, Kevin Durant, 36-10-7 in the whilst running the show without Steph there. Pretty good game on you, KD. Cavs lose to the Pacers. At Indiana, Victor Oladipo snaps the Cavs' record 13-game winning streak with a dirty 33-8-5, and Victor had himself a weekend. LeBron still had 29-10-8 because he's LeBron and he's amazing. God damn, son. Still, Cavs finally lose one. Had to happen. Nugs at Magic, 103-89. Jesus, Orlando, what the fuck? Vooch had 21-17 and had himself a weekend. We're going to get to a bit of that later. But Nugs going to Orlando and win. Nice one. Raps. They go down to the end of Beale Street. Check out FedEx Forum. I'm assuming Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan went in with a handful of ribs each, and they just beat the shit out of the Grizz, 116-107. It's just how it goes. Mavs lose to the Bucks in Milwaukee, 109-102. Kings beat New Orleans Pelicans, 116-109. It's no Boogie revenge game. This did not work out at all for the Pelicans. Zach Randolph, though, had a massive fucking game. Oh, throwback, 35 and 13. The last time Zach Randolph had a stat line better than that was 2012, when he had 38 and 22 in a game against Phoenix. That was literally, this game for Zach Randolph was literally his fifth best game of his career at age 36. Holy shit, Zeebo. He also gave us a fucking amazing meme moment where he was talking to DeMarcus Cousins at the foul line and saying, man, in our neighborhood, the bullies got bullied. Pretty brutal, man. Good job, Zach. Love you. Love you, Zeebo. Boston lose in San Antonio because of Emmanuel Ginobili, the Argentinian ace. 105-102, Manu hits a dirty three with no time remaining to win it for the Spurs. This was a really fucking good game too. Had everything. Patty Mills had a cracker. We will get to that. An Australian player whip around. And Boston just took it to the Spurs. Spurs even without Kawhi though, man. Fucking hard work, dude. Saturday, Heat at Nets at Mexico City. Heat win this one in a laugher. It was a 2014 NBA playoff rematch, remember? Bull Jesus. Nets looked a bit gassed after a couple of days in Mexico City. And look, man, I've been to Mexico City. It's a lot of mezcal and eating like a fucking king. But good job, Nets. Well played. You went 1-2 in Mexico. That's all right. Wiz lose in Los Angeles to the Clips because we have a Lou Williams game winner. Everybody get out the fucking kitchen when Lou Williams is baking. Clips finally get a win. They really needed it too. Jesus, I'll tell you that much. Magic. Jesus, Magic. They lose another one. What are you doing? 110 to 117 to the Hawks. The Hawks are horrible. Magic have now lost 13 in the last 16, and Ersan Ilyasova lit them up. 26 points on a perfect 9 of 9 shooting. The cool thing, though, was Vooch. Vooch had his first career triple-double. The big Serbian Montenegrin. He had 31 points. 13 rebounds, 10 assists, one steal and one block. I don't know if Vooch has had 10 assists his entire fucking career and he had a one in like had 10 in one game. That's amazing. On you, Vooch. Lakers go to Charlotte and Lakers win this one. Hey, Dwight, how's that going against your former team this year? Not great, pal, because you know why? Fuck Dwight Howard. Sixers go to Cavs in a bit of a hyped up matchup here on Saturday night. It was pretty fun, but then we're all like, ah, shit, man. No Joel Embiid, no Kevin Love. So it was just LeBron versus mini LeBron in Ben Simmons. Ben, the savior, the Lord and savior, Ben Simmons versus LeBron. This is fun as hell still. LeBron had his 58th career triple-double in a comeback win. Scored or assisted on Cleveland's last 22 fucking points. Are you kidding? Jesus, LeBron. 30 points, 13 rebounds, 13 assists. God damn, we'll talk about what Simmons did later. In this game, Robert Covington wanged his head behind the bench. And was out with a concussion as well. It looked pretty scary. Nothing sort of went down while this was all going on. The New York Knickerbockers of New York City go to Chicago and lose. The Bulls win two in a row, 104 to 102. Chris Dunn almost had a triple-double here. Loving the Chris Dunn resurgence. He's the player that we kind of thought would maybe be playing last year, but wasn't. It's 17-9-7. On you, Chris. The Knicks scored 10 straight, though, to tie this at 102. Chris Dunn scored two free throws with 2 seconds left. The Zinger missed a three at the buzzer to win it. Knicks are now 1-8 on the road. Oh, jeez. Jazz go to Milwaukee. Jinglin' Joe Ingles versus Delian Thon. Didn't matter. Greek Freak had 37, 13, and 7. Fucking hell. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Bledsoe and Middleton both had 20 as well, so Bucks 117, Jazz 100, no problems there. We'll talk about what all the Aussies got up to later. Thunder beat the Grizz in overtime in Memphis. Damn, son. Rusty with another triple-double in the win here, 20, 11, and 14. Thing is, Melo and Steven Adams both had 21, Alex Abrines had 20. Fun game. Westbrook, however, is now shooting a career worst. 39.3% from the field, 30.9% from three, and he has a true shooting percentage of 0.488. That is gross. Not doing very well there. Rusty, pull your fucking finger out, mate. Shoot better. You got amazing teammates. No excuses, pal. Spurs go to the Suns. No Kawhi. This was expected that he'd be back. Wasn't. They win no matter. 104-101. Man. Suns are still feeling this Spurs pain, eh? 2008, 2007, 2005. Jesus. No good. We'll talk about what Patty Mills did later. Rockets win in Portland. Rocks smoked him. This was a fucking great game. Harden had 48 fucking points. 48, 8, and 3 against the Blazers. The cool thing? Hey, remember how at the start of the season I was like, man, Chris Paul going to fuck up the Rockets. Nah, wrong. Wrong. They're 10-0. With Chris Paul in the lineup. They have an absurd 16.8 victory margin in those games. Are you fucking... that is unbelievable. Rockets just fucking cruising along, kicking the shit out of everybody, And we're all just kind of like, yeah, whatever, I'm not entirely sure if they're going to be there. Dude, they're 20-4. They're fucking awesome. Sunday, Raps 102 to the Kangs, 87. Yeah, Sacramento had to come back down, huh? Poor, poor Sacramento. Kyle Lowry just made NBA history, though, in this game. He's the first player listed under 6'1" to ever grab 10 or more rebounds 7 times in a single season. Yeah, dude, he's still got 58 games to go in this one. That's unbelievable. On you, Kyle. He's using that big old booty. Celtics beat the Pistons in Detroit. Pistons won the first matchup in Boston. Boston go to Detroit and smash. On ya. Good job, Celtics. Nugs 116 at Pacers 126 in overtime. Geez, we might talk about this in a little bit, but Victor Oladipo had himself a game. Buried the Nuggets in OT. Jesus, just... We will break down the Victor game. It might be our That's Not a Knife guy. Mavs lose to the Timberwolves, 92-97. Karl Anthony Towns with a big 28 and 12. Ugh, Harrison Barnes. Harrison Barnes, 19 on 15 shots. Sixers lose to the Pelicans. No Boogie versus Embiid. That was a pain in the ass. Simmons, though, had a massive game. We'll talk about that. Rondo had the most Rondo stat line that Rondo could ever Rondo. 13 points, 18 assists, and 5 steals. I love you. Boogie and AD, though, win this one. 23-9-2 for Boogie. 29-8-4 plus 5 blocks for AD. Jeez. And finally, the Hawks, 107 at the New York Knickerbockers of New York City. 111. They win by 4 points to the Knicks. Poor Zingas comes out. What does he do? What is he? Extreme Zinger Meal. He is the Extreme Zinger Meal. He had 30 points, 8 rebounds. Jarrett Jack had 19, and New York win over Atlanta. They go 13-13 now. Thing is, Doug McBucket got 23 points in this on 9 of 13 shooting and basically won it for him. That's pretty good. On you, Dougie McBuckets. Y'all ready for this? Because it's, you know what's going to happen.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That is a knife, Victor Oladipo, because you're a fucking bad man, I'll tell you that. 47 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, game winner. What a fucking baller. He is balling out, Victor. I am fucking loving every second of it as well because, look, he was criminally underutilized in both Orlando and in Oklahoma City last year. It's like, man... Let the dude cook, and he's out there fucking shaking and baking, averaging 24.5 points on the season, 4 assists, 5.3 rebounds. I love you, Victor. I'ma just say it. His last 10 games, he's averaging over 28 points. In December, he's averaging over 31 points a game with 7 rebounds and almost 5 assists. So, Victor, for this, you are NBA Australia's...
Knife. That's a knife.
For the weekend. All right. Who's old mate, no mates today? Who's got no mates in the NBA world today? Let's say the ringer's Bill Simmons after his trades that need to happen piece. I don't really give a shit, but it did piss off literally every fucking fan base he wrote about apart from Boston. That's pretty impressive. The self-proclaimed Picasso of the trade machine. Didn't so much Picasso, he painted a 4-year-old's own depiction of them taking a shit in their own hand and then smearing it on the canvas and going, hey, look at me, I'm a genius. Kind of remarkable, really. Brutal. Hey, man, I don't give a shit, but man, this pissed off so many fans. It was hilarious. So actually, probably good on you, Bill Simmons, I'd say. On ya. All right, y'all ready for Lonzo? Because it's time for Better Than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
If only he was average. Oh, Jesus, that 10.47 PR is not average. Who's better than Lonzo Ball for today? Your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball on the weekend. Well, don't want to rub it in, but this is repeat better than Lonzo Ball. It's Jason Tatum, the number 3 pick, the pick after Lonzo Ball in last year's NBA draft. He's just out there doing work. 20-8 on Friday, 11-4-1 on Sunday in a win over Detroit. Damn, Jason Tatum. Thing is, most impressively, he's leading the NBA in 3-point percentage shooting. 51.8% from 3 for the year. That's leading the NBA. He's a fucking rookie. No one thought he could shoot. This is incredible. 43 of 83 for the year. That's a little bit better than Lonzo's 29 of 118. Jeez. So Had Alonzo go on the weekend. He had 5-9-5 against Charlotte in that win. Shot 2 of 5, one of from the field, 1 of 3 from three. Missed both his free throws, though. This free throw percentage thing is a bit of a worry. If you can't shoot free throws better than Shaq and you're a guard, it doesn't make much sense, man. I mean, what the fuck? Anyway, there you go. Jason Tatum, you're better than Lonzo Ball today. We'll find out who's going to be better tomorrow. All right, that's good. Coming up next, we're going to have, you know it, it's Yeah Nah, Look At Me, Look At Me, and the NBA Australia Dickhead of the Week. And it's all coming up next. Yes, NBA Australia, are you ready? It's Yeah Nah. We've got three Yeah Nahs where we have three NBA storylines that get a Yeah Nah. We figure out if it's more Yeah or more Nah. First up, we forget about how awesome Anthony Davis is because of Boogie and the fact that we're all idiots. Fuck you. It's Anthony Davis's fault for being a boring ass amazing NBA player. Boogie is just so much more fucking fun while AD is basically averaging 25 points, 10.7 rebounds, 2.6 assists, and 1.6 blocks. That's amazing. Dude is shooting 56.7% from the field, 35% from three. That's fucking incredible. Thing is, there's a reason why we go, why don't we talk about Anthony Davis more? Well, A, the dude's always fucking hurt, and B, who'd have thunk you'd need a better personality in the NBA beyond look at my crazy monobrow? It's one eyebrow across my fucking noggin. Jason Anthony Davis, you got to sort your shit out. You got to be way more fun. Come on, man. Come on. Number two, Yeah Nah. The NBA needs to expand to Mexico and Seattle ASAP. Yeah Nah. Yeah, motherfucker. Being a Seattle Supersonics fan, I'm of course going to say yeah to this one. Maybe we, like Mexico City, I think they're going to test the waters there with a G League team, you know, which would be fun. I dig it. But I feel like Mexico City's like putting the feelers out and they go, all right, cool, man, maybe this can work. But Vegas is still there and they do have an arena just sitting there. So let's get to 32 teams already and get me some Seattle Supersonics back by 2020 with that new improved Key Arena. Oh, it still fucking bums me out that they did the current Key Arena deal as opposed to the... Sodo, Seattle downtown area right there by Mariners Park and the football stadium because of some bullshit politics. God damn, you motherfuckers in Seattle need to sort that out. You lost your fucking team. You can't like just sort out some shit. Fuck. Anyway, get me my Supersonics back. And then finally, this dominated the weekend, huh? LeBron should go to Houston next year. Yeah, of course he fucking should. They're amazing. They're the like second best team in the NBA at the moment. Like, they are actually they're the best team on winning percentage because they have one less loss than the Boston Celtics. Boston are 23-5, Houston are 20-4. So Boston have 3 extra wins, but 1 extra loss. So there you go. Houston are the best team in the NBA right now. So just fucking get to it, huh? Just get to it. LeBron, it just makes sense. This spread pick and roll between like Chris Paul and LeBron or James Harden and LeBron. Clint Capella being back there, you've got these amazing wings and PJ Tucker and Luke Mbarumute and even Trevor Ariza. It's like, man, if you throw LeBron in that mix, you can go fucking toe to toe with the Golden State Warriors. And that's the problem. LeBron goes to the West. He's in the fucking West. That shit's a bloodbath year in, year out. And if he does, he's going to be fucking just like struggling to get out of the actual West. But I guess once you do that, you get to smash whoever's in the coming out of the East. But if it's Boston in the next couple of years, man, I don't know if it's that easy. So big decisions there for old Bron. It's a tough one. I like it. But, you know, while you're getting old, why not just fucking go, all right, let's just hang out with James Harden and let him do all the heavy lifting while he's 28. And, you know, he and CP3 can just hang out and just be bros, banana boat together, just chilling. Well, Mike D'Antoni sets up a scheme that scores 140 points a fucking game. I love it. On your LeBron, you should just do it. Why the fuck not? I don't care. Y'all ready for the, you know, everyone's favorite?
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Look at me. I'm fucking sick of people not wanting to win now. Like, I get that the process was fun in Philly, and it's like, ah, oh, cool. Oh, shit, Ben Simmons are really good. But also, you can also be like, man, Marco Fultz, I wonder if we can get anything from this motherfucker. Because, oh, shit, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid are really good right fucking now. Maybe we should aim a bit higher right fucking now, you dickheads. Come on. This shit ain't hard. I get that the journey in the NBA is very fun, but sometimes the journey ends up with one trip to the NBA Finals and then trading off bits and pieces over the years until you never get back there, Oklahoma fucking city. Jesus. It's tough, man. It's tough. So, look, maybe Philly should be, and like I assume Brian Colangelo is kind of the dude for this, so maybe you look at it and go, right, what can we do to catapult us into the actual conversation? Because I think Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid can fucking get you into a playoff series no problems right now. Maybe. With Marco Fultz just sitting there, that could be used a little bit better. All right, it's NBA Australia. It's Monday. That means we have the NBA Australia Dickhead of the Weekend. And this is pretty easy. It actually goes back to what we were just talking about. Anyone writing about LeBron going anywhere until he actually goes somewhere, it's all bullshit conjecture. And for any newspaper people to like legit write about some shit about it, and for people to fucking react to this, that's funny as hell. So anyone who wants to do that shit is the dickhead of the weekend. Conjecture's fun, but Jesus Christ, man, you can't like be out there reporting, oh, I think this team thinks that they have a shot at this guy. It's like, yeah, every fucking team thinks that, you morons. Jesus, it's not news. It's just a fun thought. Come on. Report it like that. All right, let's do it. Let's get up into the NBA Australia Australian Player Watch coming up just after this. All right, let's do it. NBA Australia Australian Player Watch. Ben Simmons played the Cavs on Saturday against LeBron. He had 14, 6, and 10. God, he's good. Thing is, this was a tough one for old Ben, son of Dave. Had 7 turnovers as well. It was a tough one. They lose, so, you know, not great. Pelicans against Simmons. Well, Simmons goes against the Pelicans on Sunday. He has 27 points, 5 rebounds, and 10 assists. And again, 5 turnovers. So 12 turnovers for the weekend. It's a tough one. But what are you going to do? They lose that. So they lose both. Philly, look, they're going to be fine, but they're going to have like swedges of this where they lose 4 in a row like they have. And, you know, you lose to the Lakers and shit. But Simmons, he's going to go through patches where he turns the ball over. It's what happens. He's young. Come on, man. But they look good. They're still fun as hell to watch, though. Just hope that Joel Embiid gets back ASAP. Patty Mills played Boston. He had 27 minutes. He had 8, 4, and 3 in that win by the Spurs. He had a massive game, though, against the Suns on Sunday. No Tony Parker. Patty Mills still came off the bench, which is what he does. Feels very comfortable in this role. 24 minutes, though. 20 points. Oh, shit. That's pretty amazing. 7-11 from the field. 3 of 4 from 3. Added 2 rebounds and 2 assists. That's all killer, baller. All killer. Jingling Joe Ingles played the Bucks on Saturday night. We had some Aussie on Aussie violence. It's like Saturday night in fucking Chapel Street. He had 12, 4, and 4 with 1 steal. 4 of 9 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3. He still has only missed 2 free throws of the year and still is shooting better from 3 than he is from the field. I fucking love you, Jingling Joe. How about Deli? Hasn't played since November 13. Hashtag free Deli. Still chucking a pretty long sickie there, fella. How about Thon McCur? Thong, 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 thong. Played the Mavs on Friday. Well, this is the Bucks, so it's the same as Deli. Played the Mavs on Friday. He had 27 minutes. He had 4, 8, and 2 with 2 blocks and 1 steal. So, it's a nice amount of rebounds in there, thong, 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 thong. And against the Jazz on Saturday night and Jingling Joe, he had 6, 4, and 2. 6 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists with 2 blocks in 21 minutes. Not bad. Shot 2 of 5. Still hasn't made a 3 since November 7, though. Tough one. Aaron Baines played the Spurs. This is the Baines weekend where he played both of his former teams. This is amazing. And he had himself a weekend, too. Well, maybe not in the first one. Played the Spurs Friday night. He had 4 and 3 in 14 minutes with 2 turnovers and like 5 fouls very quickly. And then on Sunday, played the Pistons where he was. Well, so remember, he won a fucking championship with the Spurs. So this is like the Baines homecoming. Love it. Played the Pistons on Sunday. Had a huge game. 27 minutes, 6 points, 13 rebounds, 1 steal, and also another 5 fouls. Celtics are now 15 and 2 with Baines in the starting lineup. How about Bogut? Bogut had a DMP against the Hornets on Saturday night for the Lakers. Daily question, yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yeah. And the final part of Australian Player Watch. Is Kyrie still good? Yeah, he still is. And it's Monday. That means the Andrew Gaze Memorial. Fundamentally awesome stat of the weekend. This is fundamentally incredible. Against the Hawks, New York Knickerbocker Michael Beasley had 6 fouls in 9 minutes and 49 seconds. That's a foul every 1 minute and 38 seconds. Beez, that is amazing. Fundamentally, that's incredible. Michael Beasley is the 189th player in NBA history to foul out in 10 minutes or less. It's happened twice already this year. Jason Smith and Salah Mejiri, 8 minutes and 6 minutes respectively. Fuck, man, Beasley, they got you beat. Meanwhile, Andrew Gaze, Australian legend, only ever had 15 total fouls for his entire career. That has been topped by Michael Beasley in his last 5 games. Well done, Beasley, and classic Gazy A. All right, we're rolling through today. This is great. All right, coming up next, we have the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board, and we're going to preview all the NBA games for tonight. Let's do it. All right, what's Patty Mills got to say today for the Patty Mills Inspiration Board? Well, he had a great one on Friday. After their game, Patty Mills just tweeted out a picture of himself and 6 of his Spurs teammates. So 7 of the guys, hashtag Flanny Friday. And yes, himself, Rudy Gay, Danny Green, LaMarcus Aldridge, Pau Gasol. Flannies. Flannies as far as the eye can see. Fuck, man. Pau Gasol actually just looks like some dude who walked in off the street. LaMarcus Aldridge looks way too fucking comfortable. Go check that out. We also had a game day baller, game day at hashtag at Phoenix, hashtag Go Spurs Go. And he retweeted out the Batty fan and NBA star Patty Mills playing guitar. Unbelievable. And having a bit of a sing. So go check it out. There's a nice little clip of Patty Mills. It's very cool. On you, Patty. Love you, baller. Love you. All right, let's do the NBA game previews for tonight. We're going to whip around each game on the NBA slate for tonight. Celtics at Bulls. It's the 2008 NBA playoffs again. All right, baby. Instead, Derrick Rose is off moping about not being beloved, and the Celtics are 23-5, while the Bulls are 5-20. But hey, whatever. Bulls have won 2 in a row, though. And Celtics at Bulls is always a great all-timer uniform matchup. So I love that. So give me the Celtics in this. They're just still very good. Pelicans at Rockets. West powerhouses. 2 big dudes versus 2 small dudes. What a fucking... I love this. I'm very curious to see how the Pelicans do in this one. I think the Rockets might just be better, though. Yeah, give me the Rockets in that. Heat at Grizz. I mean, sure. Marc Gasol versus Goran Dragic. It's NBA TV. What up? Give me the Heat going into Memphis. Hornets at Thunder. What do we say, kids? Fuck Dwight Howard. Hornets at Thunder. Thunder win that one. Blazers at Warriors. Game of the night. CJ and Dame taking it to the coward. Kevin Durant. I love this. If only because I love CJ and Dame. This is at Golden State. I think Golden State win it, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Blazers take it. But give me the Warriors. And Raps at Clips. Jesus, poor Blake. Poor DJ. Kyle and DeMar. You know they've been out all weekend. Might be a sneaky Clips win here. So, nah, give me the Raps. They're just way better. Clips are horrible. They're just legitimately fucking shithouse. They're 9-15. Jesus, what are you doing? All right, that's it. That's a good one. So, let's go Celtics, Rockets, Heat, Thunder, Warriors, and Raps for tonight. And that is it. Can you fucking believe it? We've done it. It's NBA Australia for another day. Smashing out here. Smashing. NBA Australia. We'll be back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. And in the meantime, make sure you follow us on Twitter and Facebook over at NBA Australia. Hey, make sure you're subscribed on iTunes, eh? Come on, iTunes and Google Play. We're all over that shit. Check us a nice 5-star rating review while you're at it. Come on. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. They're the best band in Australia right now. And let's throw out a special extra thanks to the legends of Green, Green, Green and Ramshackle Army for their tunes that you heard throughout the episode. Check out Green, Green, Green and the Ramshackle Army on Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a smash. There's some great tunes, dudes. All right. NBA Australia, we're done. Stick around for Matthew Dellavedova's review. Delhi reviews Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets. Oh, shit. Okay. And we'll catch us tomorrow. It's been NBA Australia. Later, Hosen!
Oi, 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 who the fuck is? It's old mate Dally over here. I'm just swinging by for the old, usual old mate Dally reviewing some sick shit from pop culture, eh? And I gotta tell ya, because I've been out here, like, chucking a sookie for, like, the past fucking month. Like, old mate Dally here's had plenty of fucking time to catch up on all the good shit I missed out on this year because of, like, you know, my fucking rigorous schedule and whatnot. I've been fucking playing basketball. I fucking launched my own shoes. Like, it's just, there's been a lot of shit going on, so I missed some stuff. So, look, what I did on the weekend, I caught up. I was like, fucking fire up the iTunes. The boys are playing down the road. Fucking no worries. Let's fucking fire one up. And I'm like, oh shit, what's this fucking one? It looks fucking metal, dude. And so I pulled on the old Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, which is made by that ledge what made, like, Fifth Element and shit. Oh, fuck, I love that movie. Corbin Dallas. Fucking Chris Tucker, that mad cunt shit. Fucking awesome. But this one was, like, mental. It was all, like, that weird-faced Dan Deehan being all, like, new Keanu. He's all, like, he's being all, like, hey, I'm being serious here, man. And talking to, like, that Keanu Matrix voice and shit. He's like, hey, this is, like, really important. I'm gonna be really breathless. And so, how fucking good was it, though? I'm going to call you new Keanu, you silly bugger, on your name. But how fucking good is eyebrows over there? What's her name? Cara Delevingne. Fucking Delevingne. She's awesome, I'll tell you. She's probably related to me as well. Totally Deli as, mate. Wonder if she'd partner up for a new line of the Delis. That'd be fucking sick, bro. It'd be like the Delevingne's ones. Sick kicks for the Sheilas, perhaps. So I fucking like that. Anyway, I don't know, there's like some aliens and shit in this, and like Rihanna and Clive Owen, and some like mad cool CGI, and like some whack-ass fun shit, and it's like, bang, bang, fucking, blah, blah, blah. There's like aliens fucking everywhere, and it's mental. But I'll tell you, my favorite bit is probably how like they do weird shit in different dimensions and shit like that. I fucking, just blows Deli's mind, like, you know? It's like when we'd leave Maribor and when I was in high school and sneak into the strippers. My best mate Plugger's big brother, Slugger, he was a bouncer there. So he'd get us in and just like to make sure we weren't all rowdy and shit. Like a fucking couple of West Coast coolers, you go a bit mental. But it was all like a different dimension, man. It's like fucking boobs as far as the eye could see, I tell ya. It was a bit fucking weird when we saw Plugger and Slugger's mum out there, though. Fucking weird, mate. I mean, hot, though. I'd fucking definitely give her a root. Anyway, great fucking movie, that Valerian in the City of a Thousand Planets. Fucking spectacular, I tell ya. So I'm gonna give it 10 out of 10 Deli ones. So get out there and buy me fucking shoes and go see the movie. All right, that's it for Deli's reviews this week. I'll catch us next week. Later, cunts.